ABC News, I'm Brian Clark. The man accused of plotting to assassinate Republican nominee Donald Trump on a Florida golf course last weekend has a hearing set for today. And ABC's Jim Ryan says prosecutors have compiled a document detailing Ryan Routh's activities.
A letter Routh left with a friend months ago began, "Dear World, this was an assassination attempt on Donald Trump." The note appears to assume that Routh failed and offers $150,000 to the person who, quote, can complete the job.
The former president holds campaign events in Pennsylvania today. A New York Times Siena College polls finds him slightly leading Vice President Kamala Harris in Arizona. They're about evenly matched in North Carolina. Lebanese health officials say 182 people are dead after Israeli strikes. Israel says it hit more than 300 Hezbollah targets in Lebanon because of attacks on Israeli civilians. And congressional leaders have a deal in place to prevent a government shutdown until the end of the year. This is ABC News.
This news report is sponsored by Wisconsin Capital Management, LLC, serving their clients for 40 years. Visit wiscap.com.
This is Civic Media News. I'm Savannah Tome Olson. Forbes has named the best employers in the country and in Wisconsin. They surveyed 160,000 staffers nationwide. And the best employer in Wisconsin is Costco. Now that's headquartered over in Washington. But number two is Quick Trip, which is operated out of La Crosse. Rounding out the top five were Procter & Gamble, Acuity Insurance, based in Sheboygan, and Bank of America. Forbes says the sixth best employer in the state is UW-Madison. Meanwhile, a group of teachers may form Wisconsin's first private school union. The staff at Toad Hill Montessori in Madison are organizing. They plan to form a union through Office and Professional Employees International Union Local 39. They say they want to be paid for breaks from class and for snow days and a more consistent application of school policies. Meanwhile, the school denies some of the teachers' claims. Their union elections are October 2nd. And that's what Wisconsin needs to know. Here's a look at news closer to home. Such a sad story. A Dane County man died in an accident while riding an electric skateboard. 22-year-old Melvin Hubbard was up in Baraboo a couple weeks ago trying out an electric longboard. Baraboo police say he was going 20 to 25 miles per hour. The people around him were telling him to slow down. It looked dangerous. But he lost control and his head hit the concrete. In the hospital, doctors found he had no brain activity and he died a few days later. Now his family wants to raise awareness that these skateboards can be dangerous. His mother said she had no idea they could go that fast. And she believes Melvin didn't know either. And a 12-year-old girl was ticketed for crashing a car into a ditch over the weekend. The Lafayette County Sheriff's Office says Saturday night they were responding to a crash in Seymour Township. When they got there, they saw a child behind the wheel. She had minor injuries and was taken to the hospital. She was cited for driving without a license, no insurance, failure to maintain control, and obstruction. And that's what you need to know. I'm Savannah Tome Olson, WMDX News.
Green Bay wins back-to-back games with a backup quarterback. Hi, I'm Jimmy Cusco with sports, filling in for Mike Clemens. For the second straight week, Malik Willis guided the Packers to victory, a 30-14 win over his former team, Tennessee. Head coach Matt LaFleur said Willis has come up big for Green Bay.
Maybe a change of scenery can be good for some guys. And I just cannot articulate the job that he's done in the short period of time. People can't fathom it, I promise you. You guys don't get it. I know you think you got it, but you don't get it. What he's been able to do is, I've never seen something like this.
Starting quarterback Jordan Love, who practiced last week, has missed two games with an MCL sprain but could return this week. Next up, the Packers play the Minnesota Vikings on Sunday. The Brewers made an impressive comeback, its largest in 20 years, by rallying from down 8-0 in the third inning to win 10-9 over Arizona on Sunday. Next up, three games on the road in Pittsburgh before finishing the regular season with the Mets at home. Filling in for Mike Clemens, I'm Jimmy Cusco with Civic Media Sports.
This is your hometown radio, refreshed, keeping you informed, entertained, and connected locally across the Civic Media Network.
Mostly sunny today. We'll get to around 70 for a high this afternoon with wind out of the northeast at around 5 to 10. Tonight, partly cloudy. We'll drop down to 49. Tomorrow, a few sprinkles in the morning, otherwise partly cloudy with a high of 71. I'm meteorologist Sean Cable. Outside now, it's 50.
Progressive presents Renters MVP's Most Valuable Possessions. Today's MVP, Tom Kelly's Carbon Fiber Mountain Bike.
because more than riding his carbon fiber mountain bike, Tom loves telling people about his carbon fiber mountain bike. Friends, family, even a local barista knows about his carbon fiber mountain bike. And that's why Tom's carbon fiber mountain bike, if you haven't heard about it, is today's MVP. Keep your most valuable possessions protected by bundling your renters and auto insurance with Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company affiliates and other insurers not available in all states.
Wisconsin Capital Management in Madison is a registered investment advisory firm and has been serving their clients for the past 40 years. The firm is focused on providing investment advisory services to its affiliated mutual funds. Their approach to investment management is designed to provide competitive performance over the entire business cycle. Their clients rely on them to manage their assets through the fluctuations of market cycles, and they strive to outperform over the long term. For information, visit wiscap.com.
Jane Matinair and Greg Bach.
Coming up on the show, Dr. Mara Carlin joins us. She's a former official with the Department of Defense. We're going to talk about NATO and the importance of Ukraine. Should be a great conversation. Don't miss it.
Matinair on air. Weekday mornings at 11.
Mad Radio, WMDX, Madison's home for the John and Gordy Show.
It's the Stephanie Miller Show.
Freedom, freedom, I can't move. Freedom, cut me loose. Freedom, freedom, where are you? Cause I need freedom too. I break chains all by myself. Won't let my freedom ride in hell. Hey, I'ma keep on running cause the winner don't quit on themselves.
They would like, just announced a little while ago, so it was coming off the plane, they would like to do another debate. Although, good entertainment value. A lot of people say, oh, do it, it's great entertainment. I've already done two. One with Crooked Joe Biden at CNN, and the other one with Kamala on ABC. CNN was very fair, I thought. Joe was driven out of the race. It was a coup, by the way, but he was driven out of the race. And they've been widely criticized by the radical left lunatics for all of the fairness. They were very fair. In other words, they won't be fair again because they took a lot of abuse from the radical left. ABC was 3-on-1, but I was given credit for having done a very, very good job. I appreciate that. We did a great job. It was 3-on-1.
Yes, he is a big, whiny diaper baby. It is 7 minutes after the hour on the Stephanie Miller Show. I'm Jody Hamilton sitting in for Ms. Miller. She will be back tomorrow from her triumphant show in Durham, which is why she is taking the day off.
Yep, at the Carolina Theater.
I'm here with Chris Lavoie. Hi. And we have Charlie Pierce coming up at the bottom of the hour and Kimberly Johnson at the top of the third hour for an hour. Yay, we haven't seen her in a while. So, yeah, I mean, Donald is getting busted for this whole, oh, it's too late. He said, she's done one debate, I've done two. It's too late to do another. I'd love to in many ways, but it's too late. The voting is cast. The voters are out there. Talk to Mitch McConnell about Amy Coney Barrett.
Right. Amy Coney Island.
Yes. The first debate, by the way, CNN's Amara Walker, I think that's how I pronounce her first name, needled the former president for speaking out of both sides of his mouth. She said, the first debate in 2020 was September 29th. The second was in October. The whole point of it is to make it possible for you to be elected president of the United States, not for the entertainment value or any other calculation. It doesn't matter who gets the last word. In the calculation of candidates, Trump sees no plus for him going again. That's true. The first debate with Joe Biden went so well for Donald that Biden did so poorly that it resulted in him dropping out of the reelection bid. So now Trump clearly sees no win here. He would have gone, it makes it pretty clear, on a Fox News debate, but he didn't want to go on a debate on CNN, so that speaks for itself. I mean, he's terrified of her, rightfully so. I mean, she wiped the floor with him, and he's terrified. And I understand him backing out. So it's a no-win situation. He either does it and loses again, miserably, or he backs out, and he looks like the wuss that he is. Yeah. You know, and so I think that Kamala Harris baiting him like this, it's smart. She has nothing to lose either way.
No.
Because she knows what she's doing. People are complaining that they don't know what she stands for. Listen to anything she says, everybody. Yeah. She keeps talking about her policies.
Heaps of policies.
She keeps talking about it.
If you don't know what she stands for, then you are not interested in paying attention.
Exactly. And people are, she should sit down for another interview. Why?
She sits down for a whole lot of interviews.
All the time.
Just not national.
No, she's doing it locally. Whenever she goes to a city, she's sitting down with a local news person there on the radio or on television, wherever. And she is taking press when they yell at her to answer. She's taking those questions. Yeah. She's not doing it nationally because she's.
Her time is better spent in local markets.
Absolutely. And she has other work to do besides campaigning, unlike Donald. Because everybody says, oh, he does all these interviews all the time. Really? Really?
Because he has nothing better to do. He does nothing. He sits on his ass and eats omelets from the omelet bar at Mar-a-Lago.
Whilst trying to drive a little scooter, whilst trying to golf.
Yeah.
And when he sits, he hasn't sat down with Rachel Maddow. I double dog dare you to do that, buddy. Do it. Just, you know, come on. Bring it on.
I'd kind of like to see Kamala go on Fox News.
I would love that.
Yeah.
I mean, she just needs to talk to Pete Buttigieg because he's got that wired. He's like.
Yeah. Yeah.
He is so good.
Well, he is sitting in for J.D. Vance in Tim Walz's debate prep.
Are they even going to debate?
Oh, yeah. Yeah, they're still going to debate.
They are? Because I heard that that Vance wanted to back out for obvious reasons.
No, they're still going to debate.
Oh, good.
Yep, and Buttigieg is playing the role of J.D. Vance for Tim Walz.
And he will be well-prepared. Huh? And Tim Walz, for him to have admitted that he never used a teleprompter until recently...
Yeah.
It just means he's a really good politician because he knows what he's talking about without needing the notes up there on a screen for him to remind himself of what he wants to talk about.
Yep.
So I think he's going to be fantastic in that debate. Mm-hmm. And when we watch J.D. Vance lie his butt off, he will have some nice answers about that. Hi, Moms. Is that your name in Florida?
Yes.
Hi.
Hi, Jody.
Hi.
Chris.
Hello.
Hi, whoever else is working today.
Just Krista.
Oh, I just wanted to call in and say hi because I love you guys.
Love you too.
But also to say, my friend Mark went to the Durham show.
Yeah.
And sent me pictures of you and him. And you're quite handsome, not in the little box on the TV.
Well, thank you. I appreciate that. It was good to meet your son.
And. Oh, not my son, sweetie. Almost a friend of mine.
Oh, okay. Okay.
But that's okay. And Jody, you're beautiful as always. And even if you're not a true redhead, understand you can steal souls. Because redheads, we can steal souls.
Yeah, I'm not a true ginger. Neither is my mother. So.
Yeah, that's all right. You know what? Who cares? Everybody thinks she is. And that's all that matters because she's a legend and a. Icon.
She well, is. She is.
And so are you guys.
Aww, that's so sweet.
Well, we're not on the same level as a Carol Burnett, but yeah.
A little lower.
No, none of us are.
Right.
No, no.
All right, well, I'll talk to you soon.
Okay.
All right, have a wonderful day.
Thanks, Moms.
My Moms.
Bye.
That was sweet.
Yeah.
No, yeah, I'm not. My mom actually said that when this kid raised his hand on the show one time, and a ginger, natural redhead, and he said, when you were a kid, did they make fun of you when you had with your red hair? And she said, I didn't have red hair.
Was she brunette?
Yes, she's a natural. Well, now she's gray hair.
Well, but, sure, yeah.
Yeah, she's a brunette, as am I. Well, not anymore. I'm very gray these days. I'm going to let it go. I think next birthday I'm just going to.
Okay.
I have some friends that do hair dye for a living. They dye hair for a living. They're going to be mad. They're like, are you sure? It's hiring. Because I have to do this every 6 weeks.
It's
you know?
A lot of work.
I mean, I do it myself. I don't pay for somebody else to do it because that's really expensive.
Uh-huh.
So, but still, it's just, it is. It's like, anyway, so Donald Trump was in North Carolina, apparently.
He was. He was in Wilmington, which is on the coast.
So not near where
you guys
are.
Not near
were.
Us. No, okay. He was in Wilmington.
He said a vote for Vice President Harris would leave Americans unarmed and stolen from and potentially killed by migrants.
Oh.
Isn't that sweet?
Okay.
He's such a hopeful guy. He said Harris would confiscate guns and give away jobs to illegal immigrants. Okay, I'm the guy that was going to confiscate the guns. She is a gun owner. She was a prosecutor, which makes sense why she would be a gun owner. It just, that's nature of the job at that point. He said, I think actually a vote for Kamala Harris means 40 or 50 million more illegal aliens. 40 or 50 million, that's a lot of people.
That's a lot.
Will invade across our border, stealing your money, stealing your job, stealing your life. It means your police forces will be gutted. He doesn't like the police. Remember, let's hark back to January 6th. Let's just go to that. He said, your guns will be confiscated and savage criminals will run in wild in the streets. And that's what it means. You know what? That's what it means. You know, okay, he's repeating himself. Have you noticed he repeats himself?
I've noticed he repeats himself. He's starting to repeat himself.
He's starting to do that.
Yeah.
You know, she's always said she always said we will confiscate all guns. Now she's saying, oh, no guns. I think they're wonderful, right? It doesn't work that way. They're going to confiscate your guns. What? I'm the one that's protecting it. You know, we've got the total endorsement of every gun group. I don't think that's as nice as you think it is, including the NRA. And we have protected your Second Amendment. And if you think it was easy, it was not. If Kamala Harris is reelected, she will kill the American dream forever. How does confiscating your guns kill the American dream?
I don't know.
She's not competent to be president either, really. She's one of the most competent outside of Hillary Clinton to have ever run for the presidency at this point. 21 years in public service. Mm-hmm. The longest serving public servant to ever run for president for the first time. He said, I don't know. I don't want to be rude. He didn't want to be rude. Aww. She's not competent to be president. She said, Harris, just to give you some context, said while she wants to ban some firearms, she's a gun owner. And so is Tim Walz. They both, he's a hunter. You know, he's a Midwestern guy.
Absolutely.
And I mean, I don't like guns. Did I tell you that one time when I was visiting Lonnie's dad in Florida, I'm in his house, and mm-hmm. Lonnie and his dad were in another room, mm-hmm. and his next door neighbor just kind of shows up to the back door.
Okay.
And it's like a glass, you know, sliding glass back door, and he's got a gun. Now, I don't know this person. So there's a guy at the sliding glass back door with a rifle.
Oh.
That's
right.
Disconcerting if you don't know who the person is, especially.
Right.
So I started just looking at the guy and backing off and saying, Lonnie, Larry, there's a guy with a gun. Because that's scary.
Yeah.
I'm just like, hi, do we want him to come? And then Larry gets, oh, no, he's my neighbor. He just bought this gun. He wanted to show it to me. I'm like, okay, as long as you're cool with some strange person showing up with a gun.
Sure.
At your back door. That was very disconcerting. I don't like guns. I have never liked guns. I have shot guns. I shot a .22.
Mm-hmm.
First time I did it, I did my full, you know, Charlie's Angels stance. And
freeze, turkey.
Exactly. Uh-huh. And we were shooting at bowling pins that were, I don't know, 50 yards maybe? Not even that far. Maybe 15 yards away. And I hit two out of the three on my first three shots.
Right.
So I was like, hey, atta girl. And then I was scared because they're like, put the safety back on and I don't want to hurt anybody.
Right.
And so then, you know, I got in line again to you know, shoot again, and then I couldn't hit the broadside of a barn after that. It was just like beginner's luck. And only time I've ever shot a gun, and I'm happy to never do that again. It was a .22. It wasn't like it was a giant gun. Right. It was a small gun, but
I shot a shotgun at Boy Scout camp.
Yeah, really?
Mm-hmm.
What did you think about that?
There was a lot of kickback.
Yeah. I mean, they will. They'll kick.
Yeah.
Gotcha. I shot a bow and arrow once.
I've shot bows and arrows, too. I think I got my archery merit badge.
Did you really?
Yeah.
That's cool. So it's like you want to kind of just let everything. You have to learn how to let it go.
Uh huh.
Yep. That's the thing.
Yep.
I've done it a few times in Texas and here when I was really little, and then in Texas at my friend's house a long time ago.
Yeah.
I was like, I don't know how to do it. He goes, no, you can figure it out. And then once you figure out how to let go, then you know how to shoot.
Yep.
That's still dangerous.
Sure.
Totally, but not as dangerous as guns.
Right.
Guns are not as guns, weirdly, real guns aren't as regulated as toy guns.
Yeah.
Which makes no sense to me.
Well, yeah.
I mean, that.
Toy guns have to have like an orange.
Orange thing, and then you have to make sure that when it's shooting correctly. Mm-hmm. Like, it won't shoot back at your eyeball.
Yeah.
Those kinds of things, where like real guns don't have to have that, which makes zero sense to me. Yes, we want to protect our children when they're playing with their fake guns, but still. We should regulate. I have a thing about guns. I'm very much the Angela V. Shelton of the gun person lobby here. Hi, Seth, Homo of Hope. How are you?
I'm good. Good morning, Homo Chris and Nomo Jody.
Good morning.
Good morning.
Speaking of guns, I looked up karma in the dictionary,
uh-huh.
and it said an example is Trump making it easy for mentally ill people to get guns, mm-hmm. get a shot at and almost shot at by mentally ill people.
Yep.
So that's where we're going. So speaking of karma,
mm-hmm.
Speaking of karma, I'm standing, like I said, I predicted a year ago in North Carolina, and 52 senators. Mm-hmm. I still say that's happening, and I think they will forego the filibuster to give us voting rights.
I hope so.
And that will pass. I also wanted to announce that at Sexy Liberal in L.A., both myself and Seth, the homo of filth, will be there.
Yeah.
And we'll have both.
That's right.
Hope and filth.
I think Phil told us that last week.
Oh, that's fantastic. I look forward to that.
Yeah, it's going to be fun. And this time, Jody, I'll get your picture in the theater.
Okay.
As opposed to outside of the theater. I will find you this time. It's going to be wild. It's going to be such a great show. And I think Georgia is going to be fine. I think we're all going to be good. They're just going to make it tough all the way to inauguration.
Yeah.
And then when you guys go to Washington, D.C., it's like party music, angels dancing everywhere. It's just going to be wild. So
we'll see.
We're not
counting on it. We need to work for that.
Yeah, we know. No balloons.
No, we do.
Don't get happy.
Yeah, no balloons yet, but we can order them. You can't blow them up.
You can't blow them up yet.
You can be prepared. You can pre-produce it, but so, do not start.
Yeah, order them, but don't open the package because you might need to return it.
Exactly. All right. Thank you, Seth. We'll see you in November. No, he's right. You can order them. As Bob Seska says, if he gets happy, he has to go outside, spit, and turn around three times to make that just. When Kamala Harris says they're the underdogs, technically they are.
Yeah.
Unfortunately. It shouldn't be, but they are. Yeah. So we have to all do our part to get her elected and to get her a House and a Senate that she can work with to get things passed. And I hope he's right about the filibuster because we need to get rid of that too. It is 21 minutes after the hour. Charlie Pierce coming up at the bottom of the hour on the Stephanie Miller Show.
Stephanie Miller.
Once again, something wonderful in my life has been turned into a giant crap fest.
Feeling secure in your own home should not be a luxury. It should be a given. That's why Simply Safe Home Security is dedicated to providing advanced protection and peace of mind to all families. Right now, you can save big on your award-winning Simply Safe system for 50% off and claim a free indoor security camera when you order today. With exclusive live guard technology, Simply Safe's 24/7 monitoring agents can act within 5 seconds of receiving your alarm, even speak to intruders in your home, warning them police are on the way. With no long-term contracts or hidden fees, Simply Safe earns your trust every day by keeping you safe, satisfied, and never locked in. That's why Simply Safe was named Best Home Security System by U.S. News and World Report. 5 years running. Join countless listeners who found peace of mind with Simply Safe. SimplySafe.com/Stephanie. Save 50% on a new system and a free indoor security camera. That's SimplySafe.com/Stephanie. There's no safe like Simply Safe. One more time, SimplySafe.com/Stephanie.
Do you have an old car sitting around your house? Maybe you're even paying insurance on it. Well, if you don't need that car anymore, donate it, running or not, to the United Breast Cancer Foundation. They will even come and pick it up for free and give you a receipt for a tax donation. Breast cancer screening could save the life of someone you love. And right now, they need your help. They want to save more lives through early detection by offering women free or low-cost breast screening exams. And that's what your old car helps to pay for. So get your phone out and call right now to donate your car to the United Breast Cancer Foundation. Remember, they will come pick it up for free and give you a tax donation receipt. Call right now at 800-280-9435. 800-280-9435. That's 800-280-9435. 800-280-9435.
I don't know about other states, but in Wisconsin, we help our neighbors and love our communities. But California mega millionaire Eric Hovde doesn't seem to get that. Maybe that's why he questioned whether children should be able to stay on their parents' insurance until they're 26. And whether people in nursing homes should be able to vote. Hovde called for raising the retirement age for hardworking Wisconsinites and making obese people pay more for health care. And a Hovde company even spent decades trying to demolish the building housing Madison's oldest family-owned bar, something they finally did this year, shuttering a treasured neighborhood institution for good. That is not how we do things in Wisconsin. And that is why we can't let California mega millionaire Eric Hovde represent us. Paid for by a Better Wisconsin Together Action. ABWT-action.org. Not authorized by any candidate or candidates committee.
There was a time when barbecue was perfect. A strong, reliable flavor that could be counted on. But then big manufacturers decided that barbecue needed to be zesty or spicy or sweeter or whatever. If you miss the good old days of great tasting barbecue, we'd like to introduce you to Grandpa's Barbecue. Made in small batches from Grandpa's original recipe. Buy yours online today at grandpasbarbecueshop.com.
How serious is youth vaping? Irreversible lung damage serious? 1 in 10 kids vape serious? Which warrants a serious conversation from a serious parental figure, like yourself. Not the seriously know-it-all sports dad, or the seriously smart podcaster. It requires a serious conversation that is best had by you. No, seriously, the best person to talk to your child about vaping is you. To start the conversation, visit talkaboutvaping.org. Brought to you by the American Lung Association and the Ad Council.
Stephanie Miller.
Come on, speak. God, this is a forced booking. I just came down to order you guys around, and you're like, sit down. I'm like, I'm ordering us, we're going to order you.
We have 3 hours to fill.
I'm on vacation. I look like poop.
No, you don't.
Hi.
Bonnie and Clyde.
Durham was fun.
Oh, my God. Durham was fantastic. Can I say thank you to John Pavlovitz and Rocky Mountain Mike?
Yep.
We're so hilarious on panel and so great.
They were.
Yeah. He's a former pastor. He got fired.
He did.
Not for diddling kids. I don't know. He's weird for
a
pastor.
What's wrong with him?
Because he was too Jesus-y.
Oh, yeah.
He was teaching too much stuff that actually Jesus teaches. They don't like that.
No, you can't do that.
Nope. Yeah.
No.
Anyway,
no,
so my big sisters were there. Yeah. It was fantastic.
I finally met them.
Aren't they great?
They
Libby
are great.
And Mary.
Well, I knew who they were because they look exactly like you.
You could spot them in the crowd.
Yeah, totally.
20 years older. 20 years old.
But 20 years older.
Well, 40 years older, according to my mom.
Yes, exactly. Thank you, Jody. And my brothers-in-law were there, and I said, in honor of Mark Robinson's first three-way with his wife and her sister, I speak for all five of us when I say, bleh! Oh, Jesus.
Yeah.
He's
That's
gross.
Just based on my personality, if you ask my brothers-in-law. They're like, oh, I'm sorry, sex with your... I was more excited to be in Durham than Mark Robinson whacking off to his first transsexual porn. The day he bought his first slave. I mean, it was so exciting.
Uh-huh. I heard that on Saturday night.
God loves us and wants us to be happy. That's why he sent us the Mark Robinson news right before Durham Sexy Liberal. Are you guys paying attention to
this?
Yes. Yeah, well, all this killed Saturday night. And what do I get here? Nothing. I get nothing. I get crickets.
I heard it
from you people.
Shut up. I mean.
Everybody didn't.
I heard it the first time.
Anyway. Oh, my God. His entire staff quit.
Yep. Yes.
What are the chances my whole staff is still here and his quit?
Well, we have an hour and a half still.
We'll see if you're here tomorrow.
Yeah, Sean quit.
What?
Sean quit.
Yes, he did.
I had to come back in. Damn it.
I was just texting with Travis, though, because you know what I watched on the plane is Drop Dead Gorgeous, which is our favorite movie.
Right.
There's just so many classic lines. You have a little bit of Lute Fisk in your hair. Oh, well, it must be Wednesday. Okay, it's just you have to watch it. The anorexic beauty queen comes out and lip syncs to Don't Cry Out Loud.
Yeah.
And the nurse is pushing her in a wheelchair. And then when the music speeds up, the nurse starts running.
Uh-huh.
It's just, it's so dark.
It is
and
very
fantastic.
Dark. Yeah.
All right. Anyway, so what, Phoenix? Wow. In just a few days, we'll be back on a plane. And okay, Cece Goldwater and Allison Gill from Mueller, she wrote. And Katrina Schaffner,
yes.
Who's going to beat Andy Biggs in Arizona, working on other surprises. Very exciting. Oh, Lucas Kuntz is coming up on the radio show.
Mm-hmm.
Hopefully, he'll join us in Kansas City. He's going to beat noted fisting aficionado Josh Hawley.
Are you going to use that line in front of...
No.
No?
I'll clean it up.
Okay.
Yeah.
No, you won't.
I got my triangle rung at Raleigh-Durham-Chapel Hill.
No, I didn't. I'm just lying. I just wanted to make a vagina joke. It's called the triangle.
Because, of course, you did.
It's the research triangle.
All right. I love you guys. I miss you already. Goodbye.
Go bye.
We'll be right back on the Stephanie Miller Show.
Mad Radio 92.7 WMDX. You can always continue the conversation on social media. Share your thoughts when you find and follow Civic Media on Facebook, X, and Instagram.
This is Civic Media News. I'm Savannah Tomei Olson. Wisconsin's campuses are coming off modest general aid increases from the legislature. Layla Merrifield, president of the Wisconsin Technical Colleges System, says they'll be requesting more funding in the next budget cycle.
We understand that our students often come from limited means. They have limited financial resources, and so we try to keep tuition as low as possible.
Merrifield says the programs technical schools offer can be expensive to maintain, but affordability needs to remain a priority. And divers have found a treasure in Lake Michigan, a steam tug that sank almost 130 years ago. Two historians from the Wisconsin Underwater Archaeology Association set out to search Lake Michigan for it. They are far from the first. And after reviewing some historical records, they started near Algoma, and they were right. They found the John Evenson, which sunk in 1895. In 2023, 13 shipwrecks were found in Wisconsin waters. Now, here's what you need to know closer to home. Today, Wanakee gets a new playground for everyone. The city is opening its first inclusive, accessible playground. It's been designed to offer options for people with disabilities and those who use wheelchairs. The new Centennial Park playscape has ADA-compliant ramps. The project also includes a new splash pad. Even though it's not perfect weather for it, they'll do an inaugural splash today. City leaders have been fundraising for the project with a goal of $500,000. And over the weekend, a Madison man hosted the 30th annual Spam Carving Competition. You heard that right. Contestants carved and sculpted the canned meat into shapes. There were two categories. So in one, they could use toothpicks and food coloring, that sort of thing. Anything they needed to kind of prop things up or give it some structure. In the other, their only material was the canned meat itself. Organizer David Pouncey says even though he's kept this contest going for three decades now, not a big fan of Spam. And that's what you need to know. I'm Savannah Tomei Olson. This is WMDX News.
Enjoying this local program? Find the complete Civic Media lineup at civicmedia.us or the Civic Media app.
Mostly sunny today. We'll get to around 70 for a high this afternoon with wind out of the northeast at around 5 to 10. Tonight, partly cloudy. We'll drop down to 49. Tomorrow, a few sprinkles in the morning, otherwise partly cloudy with a high of 71. I'm meteorologist Sean Cable. Currently, it's 54.
Welcome to the Lazy Oaf Lounge, Madison's east side place for friends and family to meet for fun and food. Stop in for great daily lunch specials, soups made from scratch, and jaw-dropping burgers, wraps, and sandwiches. Plus Friday fish fry and homemade pizza cooked in a classic stone hearth pizza oven. The Lazy Oaf Lounge, 1617 North Stoughton Road in Madison. Follow them on Facebook or at LazyOafLounge.com.
It's time to go for the green or gold with Civic Media's new text to win contest. When you go for the green or gold, you could win $100 cash, gold jewelry, and be entered to win our grand prize, two indoor club level seats to see the green and gold in Green Bay. Download the free Civic Media app in the Google Play or App Store and get ready to text in for your chance to win in this statewide contest. Get ready to go for the greener gold with your local Civic Media radio station. Todd Albaugh.
Hey, this is Aaron, Todd's producer. Next time, Todd's going to be back from Cheese Days in Monroe, and he's going to walk us through Vice President Harris's stop in Madison, as well as any other weekend news. Tune in.
The Todd Albaugh Show, weekdays noon till 2.
.gov/kids buckle up.
They
they are considering a dozen rules that could go into effect around November, and election officials in the state are basically begging them to stop making changes when we're just weeks ahead of early voting. So here's just a couple of them, and I'll explain the one that passed as we get to it. But one of them is this provision that would require marking absentee ballots to distinguish them between provisional and emergency ballots, which seems like not a big deal, except that all of the ballots in Georgia have already been printed and they're about to go out. Another one of these rules requires a hand count of the number of ballots on election day at these polling places to make sure the number of ballots cast matches with the tally from the machines. And this is the rule that just passed and was a big concern for election officials.
That was Sarah Murray. She's a political correspondent with Cassie Hunt. Is it Casey or Cassie?
Casey.
Casey, thank you. Casey Hunt this past Friday.
I know it's Casey because she used to have a show called KCDZ.
There you go. Thank you for that. Yeah, she's sounding the alarm like everybody else is. She went on to say this about seven.
Another rule that at least for now sounds like it is tabled is a daily, again, hand count of the number of ballots on each day of early voting to make sure that you can match that day the number of votes cast with the number recorded by the machines. And election officials are saying, you guys do not understand that you need to train people on this. You need to make provisions to move these things forward. You're essentially injecting chaos into this process.
And that's GOP officials are saying that you're injecting chaos into this process. And they love chaos.
Oh, yeah.
It's not like they don't. We are trying to find Charlie. We don't know where he is. So in the meantime, let's
take some calls.
Yeah. Karen in Chicago. Hi.
Hey, Karen.
Hi. Good morning.
Good morning.
Okay. Hi. Good morning. I will be coming to LA. Cannot wait.
Yay.
So, yeah, we're going to definitely get a little group together before the shoe. Mm-hmm. So I'll get, I will get a hold of Seth Squared to do that. But I have to say, okay, because I have been listening while on hold, and so a couple of points of order, Jody, blah, 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 about you and your mom not being natural redheads, okay? I am a natural redhead, and I was, yes, made fun of for being a redhead when I was little, but your mom gave me street cred, okay? Because everybody thought that she was a natural redhead. So I don't care what you say. To me, you and your mama are fellow gingers.
Well, thank
forever.
You.
Okay. So the other thing that I want to say as well with this voter suppression thing, this is what we need to remember about the Republican Party. Yes, it is a cult now, but let's not forget that the majority of Republicans, the majority of conservatives in this that have been in the Republican Party mm-hmm. were A-OK and or involved in voter suppression forever, mm-hmm. as long as I can remember.
Yeah.
So, yes, I'm so happy that they want to step up and save democracy. But the fact of the matter is they have been either involved or complicit mm-hmm. in programs like cross-check, mm-hmm. voter purges. We're seeing it right now. Republican-run state legislatures and secretaries of state purging voters. It just happened again in Texas. And we need to make sure that they understand you guys help set the stage for this. Yep. I'm glad that they are on board now, but they have got to reckon with that part of what their culture cultivated. The other thing I want to say in kind of in the same line, you know, Anita called in earlier, and I totally agree with you. It'd be amazing in the ideal world. An ideal situation would be where we have an up or down vote for all of these things.
Yeah.
But let's be very clear. If there are, quote unquote, poison pills put into different bills, Democrats put positive mm-hmm. things that are going to actually help people. Republicans do completely the opposite.
I agree.
And case in point, Marco Rubio with the omnibus bill for spending, he put in, if you recall, the provision that would undermine risk, do away with risk corridors for the ACA, which would allow that, basically make it so that the federal government was not subsidizing these different health insurance companies.
Right.
Mm-hmm. So then many of them had to get out of different state portals, right?
Right.
So they pulled out of various states because they were not being subsidized. So they did everything in their power to undermine and weaken Obamacare, the ACA, for all of you yahoos out there that think that there's a difference between the ACA and Obamacare. So that is another thing that we have to remember. This is who these guys are, and it is not, it really is, when Democrats do it, it is more to be able to get some compromise,
right?
Something that, you know, meaningful, even though they're having to put it in with a pile of poo that the Republicans put in.
I agree.
That's just, you know, my little, yeah. Yeah, anyway, but you guys are doing an amazing job,
thank
and I
you.
Love you very much.
Love you, too.
Love you.
Can't wait to see you when you're here.
Have a good rest of your...
Can't wait to see you for Sexy Liberal LA.
Yes. Yeah. That's going to be fun.
Yes, and good luck finding Charlie.
I know, if we're trying. We're looking.
We're looking.
Hopefully
yeah.
he'll show up because we're
right,
being
you.
With him. Okay.
Love
bye,
you.
Karen. no, she's... I mean, I agree with the fact that like she and Anita said that, yes, Democrats in general, when they add stuff to bills, it's for the betterment of the country,
right.
Not to kill the bill.
Yeah.
So I agree with that. But again, I wish this were not the case, that we did not have to do things like that, that we could just say, hey, we'd like to do this. Let's
in
do that.
In a perfect world.
In a perfect world.
Yes.
In a perfect world.
In a perfect world.
I just, you know, I don't like agreeing with Matt Gaetz on anything.
But there you go.
There you go.
But you are.
But you are. But you are. Hi, Kelly in Michigan.
Hello there.
Hello.
You know, I've been dying all weekend to call you because I heard the craziest. It's like Magic Mike on steroids. It was a video kind of slash, not really, it's kind of like a meme, I guess, mm-hmm. a musical meme, I would call it, because I'm a musician, and I was so drawn to it. I'm doing dishes, okay, fast. I'm doing dishes, and this stupid thing comes on with Donald Trump's voice, and they're eating the dogs and all that.
Mm-hmm.
And then music starts, and they're doing music to Donald Trump's bizarre way he says things. The people who live there, you know how he talks all crazy? And the song is so wonderful. So it's called The... Kiffness,
okay.
KIFFNESS. It's bizarre. What I get from it is like it's maybe a band that just this guy just did this with his little keyboard drum
mm-hmm.
machine thing.
Uh-huh. Mm-hmm.
It's just really simple, but it's insanely funny. And I'm singing it all weekend. I don't know if it's too offensive for you guys to play because the words are like, people of Springfield, please don't eat my dog. That's
oh.
how it starts out. No, but the music, it's hysterical. But it might be too offensive, but I just want you personally to hear it. I want
okay.
Stephanie to hear it because it made me laugh so hard. I thought of you guys instantly.
Well,
and Jody, I have to say, I love your snark. I love your snarkiness. I think you are the greatest thing. I don't know what you said last week. Stephanie said something, and you said, but you don't have any boobs, Stephanie, or you said something all crazy, and it just cracked me up. And a little while ago, she's like, well, what are the odds of my staff would all quit? And you're like, well, there's still an hour and a half.
Well,
right.
Yeah, I mean, yeah.
Those
there's
lines,
still time.
Those lines, you know, that is, you are your mother. Like it or not, you are.
Aww.
We all get there. We all get there someday, so. You
thank
know.
You so much. Thank
that's
you.
All I wanted to say. I love you guys. You keep me going. I swear you keep me going.
Aww,
thank you so
thank
much,
you.
Kelly. Have a great day. That was sweet.
You too, honey.
That was very sweet.
Yeah.
I can be funny.
You can.
I'm smart.
You're smart. You're funny.
I'm smart. I'm funny looking.
Oh.
I'm funny, but looks don't matter. So Melania is defending her nude photos
uh-huh.
of her past.
Right.
Which, by the way, pretty lady.
Yeah.
I'm not going to... Great bod. I
yeah.
wish I had that bod. I'd walk around naked all the time. But Amanda Marcotte, M-A-R-C-O-T-T, mm-hmm. Marcotte, argued that the former First Lady's much-mocked video represents a sinister, complicated effort from Donald's campaign, basically saying, the Trumps are sending a sexual freedom for me, but not for thee.
Right.
Because they're against abortion care, they're against women not being married, they're, you know, childless cat ladies and all that. Oh, wait, okay, yes. Look, we found Charlie, it looks like.
Yes.
Yay!
We have to get them all set up.
We have to get them all set up.
Yeah.
Hold on. Hi, talk amongst yourselves.
okay, we are, let's see. Oh, hold on, Charlie.
Hold on, Charlie.
There we go.
There he is.
Okay.
Yay!
Does that work?
It's working. Hi, Charlie, can you hear me okay?
Hi, kids.
Hi.
How's everybody?
We're good. How are you, sir?
Good. I had a little trouble getting on the Zoom this morning. Sorry about that.
Oh, that's okay.
You know, effort from Donald's campaign, basically saying the Trump is sending.
We can hear me, though.
Yeah.
Yeah, I know. I have to turn you off.
Okay.
Yeah, turn me off.
Yeah, we're going to.
Turn me off. I'm not that fun.
Cat ladies and all that.
Yeah.
It's almost done. Okay. There we go. So, Charlie, hi. Thank you for being with me. I really appreciate you switching days so that I could get you again all to myself this week.
Yes, I know. And Mother Miller is flying back today, right?
She is already back, but she's not on until tomorrow because she came in last night late, so that's why she takes her Mondays off. That's why.
Yeah.
And she's upstairs right now?
She is.
She was just on. She just popped down here for a second and said hi to us on the air.
Yeah, for a minute.
For a minute.
We saw the dogs. I fed them biscuits.
Nice.
Yeah, I fed them biscuits. So, you know,
she's already been on a hike.
She's just taking the day to kind of regroup and everything.
Her day has begun. Yeah.
Her day has begun later than usual. Yeah. So you wrote a wonderful piece on the rat.
Oh, wait, we're on the radio. We're on the radio air right now.
We
are on the radio air right now.
Yeah.
Oh, I didn't get my jingle, and I'm glad I didn't say something I shouldn't have said.
Well, you know,
because I didn't know we were on the air.
Yeah.
Well, we're glad you made it because you were a little late, so we just wanted to get you right on.
Yep.
As quickly as possible. Yeah. So we were just playing some audio about the Georgia election rat effery, and you wrote a great piece about it. And can you expand upon what your thoughts are on what's going on down in Georgia right now?
Well, yeah, I mean, the Republicans are using every possible. I mean, they are the Kama Sutra of rat effery.
Yes, right. They are.
They're doing everything. If there's a smidgen of a splinter of a loophole in a state's election laws, they're going to dive right through it. They're doing it in Maine, they're doing it in Nebraska, and they're obviously doing it in Georgia with this election board, which doesn't seem to be accountable to anybody.
Right. Yeah, it seems very, very wrong, to say the least.
And everybody down there, including Raffensperger and excuse me, I had to plug the phone in because otherwise it will go dead.
Okay, good. We want you to do that.
That would be bad.
Yes.
Everybody down there, including Raffensperger, the Secretary of State, has had it with this election board.
Yeah.
Yeah.
But, you know, I don't know what the reason for their existence is, but it's you know, it's too much of an opening for mischief.
Yeah, I mean, Sarah Murray commented that there are people that are on that board that are pro-Donald Trump, and that's part of the problem, I think, is that they are so pro-Donald Trump that they're going to do anything they can to help him get reelected.
Yeah, she's exactly right, and that's what they're doing. But I'm not exactly sure, and I haven't read a good explanation of what their mandate is. Why isn't the Secretary of State running the elections?
Right.
Who are these people?
Yeah.
And how do they get
different states have different ways of doing things.
No, I understand that. But I all of a sudden with the win in the Electoral College may rise and fall in three people who never got elected by anybody in Georgia.
Mm-hmm. Right.
Yeah.
And that doesn't seem right at all. I agree with you. That seems very but didn't they just form this committee this past couple of years after 2020? Is that when it was newly formed?
I believe it's since the last election, yes.
Because they wanted to.
It was supposed to clarify things.
Right.
Even though there wasn't really anything that needed clarifying in Georgia.
Right.
I mean, they ran a perfectly good election.
Well, the Republicans wanted to make sure it went to Donald, I guess, next time. So you were so adorable. You reposted a picture of Marjorie Taylor Greene next to a tractor.
in a lovely long white gown.
Yes, here it is.
Oh, good for her.
And I love what you said. You said the happy couple, local Congresswoman Mary's tractor. Aww.
It reminded me a little bit of those old Soviet propaganda posters.
Yeah.
Yeah.
You know, where you know the woman would have her hair tied back and, you know, she'd be like running the combine or scything wheat or something.
Yeah.
Yeah, I don't know what that was supposed to, I don't know what that, who that was supposed to appeal to.
Yeah, it is very, because it's got the Trump Vance stuff and then a picture of her, you know,
poster thingies. And it makes literally no sense, this photograph at all. I guess she's trying to be relevant with tractors.
Sure.
I don't
know. No, I'm sure, you know, that, you know, she comes from a rural district in North Georgia. So I'm sure there's more than a few farms in her district, but it was just such a strange photo because it appeared out of nowhere.
Yes, you're absolutely right. People are giving her a lot of crap for that, and I agree with them and you as well. You also retweeted, the New Republic said that Mitch McConnell told a crowd of lawmakers in Kentucky that the Harris administration would spell certain doom for the Republican Party. Don't give me a good time.
Yeah, don't tease me. Come on.
You know, it's like, okay, Mitch, thank you. I agree with you.
Go back into yourself immediately.
Exactly. And
do not tease me that way.
So did you watch the Lev Parnas from Russia with Lev?
I did. And I mean, I hate to say it because, you know, the guy pretty clearly leaves a 9-foot-wide trail of slime behind him
right.
as he walks down the road. But he seems like a real hoot.
We had him on last week to promote the documentary. I tried to watch it 3 times over the weekend, and I was going to bed at the time, so I just kind of fell asleep all 3 times. But I was able to watch this morning him and Hunter Biden, their conversation. And I thought that was quite touching, and I thought that his apology was sincere. What do you think?
Well, I think it probably is. There's good money in being sincere.
Sure.
I mean, in a lot of ways, you know, being contrite is a good career move.
True. And
this guy's obviously angling to be to be considered a whistleblower. But I just think he sounds like a lot of fun.
He was lovely to be. Yeah, last week he was fantastic.
Yeah.
His wife both.
This show had Lev Parnas and Joan Baez in the same week.
Same day,
I think.
No, not the same day.
That is so awesome.
I know, it's a weird show. It's a very. I mean,
by the way, having Joan Baez, that really made my heart go pity pat.
Me too.
She's one of my idols. She really is. You talk about somebody. Who stood up
mm-hmm.
her whole life.
Mm-hmm.
When people needed her.
Yeah,
absolutely. Yeah, she was great. Yeah. It was so nice to have her on, and I'm such a huge fan. And Dr. Doom was how we got her on the show.
Yeah,
so,
Dr. Redletter is very good friends with her.
They've been friends for 53 years, so that's
really?
How we got her on the show, so that was kind of cool.
Well, not that I'm surprised that, you know, Dr. Doom knows, you know, famous people, but that seems like kind of an odd coupling.
Well, they're good old friends. And unfortunately, because we couldn't get you on time, I have to let you go now, sir.
Oh, are we coming up on a hard break?
Yeah.
We are. I'm so sorry. Thank you so much for being on with me. I so appreciate it.
Oh, no problem. We'll talk to you later.
Yep.
All right, honey.
Thanks, Charlie.
It is 52 minutes after the hour. This is Jody Hamilton sitting in for Stephanie Miller. We'll be right back. Kimberly Johnson coming up next.
Stephanie Miller.
Prepare to be knocked on your ass.
Well, you've heard me talk about Chuck Norris. There's this video online of him hitting pads. He looks great. He's in his 80s, still kicking butt, working out, staying active. Feels like he's really in his 50s. What's even more shocking is he's stronger, can work out longer, and has plenty of energy left over that helps keep him sharp and focused. You might be wondering how he's able to do all this. Well, he made simple change. Chuck uses Morning Kick, a refreshing drink designed to nourish your body, support gut health, boost energy, and feel youthful. I love it. Morning Kick combines 10 supplements in one. When it comes to health, this has been a game changer for me. If you want to feel better, gain energy, and enhance your overall well-being, go to roundhouseprovisions.com and type in the code Stephanie or text Stephanie to 511-511. You get 40% off, and they have a 90-day satisfaction guarantee. Text Stephanie to 511-511. Text fees may apply, or go to roundhouseprovisions.com and type in Stephanie one more time. That is roundhouseprovisions.com. Promo code Stephanie. These statements have not been evaluated by the FDA. This product is not intended to diagnose, treat, cure, or prevent any disease. Text fees may apply. Roundhouseprovisions.com.
One out of two Americans thinks their life is worthy of a book. Here's another startling stat. You may be one of the 15% of people who bothered to start your book and one of the 6% that got halfway through it, but your gem of an idea likely died. Or did it? Some published authors are making significant money, so join the ranks of the successful people that finish their books with help from Dorrance Publishing. Call right now, and our experienced editors and writers will explain to you what it's going to take to get your book completely written, published, and then taken to market to sell it. It's a free consultation, so call right now. Find out how much time and money it takes to finally get that book idea of yours published. Make your dreams happen. Call Dorrance Publishing right now.
800-640-6298. 800-640-6298. 800-640-6298. That's 800-640-6298.
Tommy! I can't wait for golf this weekend, huh, buddy? Time flies. Love you, man. Oh, don't forget your knee brace again. We aren't in college anymore.
Moments together matter. So help protect yourself from RSV. If you're 75 or older or 60 plus with a chronic condition like asthma, COPD, heart disease, or severe diabetes, you're at higher risk of landing in the hospital from RSV. And there are no prescription RSV treatments. Check eligibility and schedule your RSV vaccine at vaxassist.com. Sponsored by Pfizer.
Max Inc. on Civic Media, live in the lair with Kaylin Cole.
Have you ever walked away from a karaoke performance thinking, yeah, that was a lot better than the original person?
Oh my gosh, I don't know if I should admit that or not.
I think he's right. Because now we know there's a song.
Jimmy's talking on it now.
I know. Oh, you're going to get me in trouble, Jimmy.
It's live in the lair. Grab the podcast now at MaxIncRadio.com and listen live on Saturday nights, 6 to midnight, across the Civic Media Radio Network.
Make a difference in your community today. Find the perfect volunteering opportunity for you at volunteerwisconsin.org or by getting in touch with your local United Way or Volunteer Center. There are so many ways to get involved and make an impact. Paid for by United Way of Wisconsin.
Most people out here think that taking care of one another is important. And most people would step up for a neighbor going through a tough time. Most people around here help out friends and family when they need it. But the funny thing is, most of us won't look for help when we need it. Talk to someone if you're struggling with mental health, because most people out here really care. Find more information at loveyourmindtoday.org. That's loveyourmindtoday.org. Brought to you by the Huntsman Mental Health Institute and the Ad Council.
Fear you may be missing out? We're always streaming on TuneIn and the Civic Media app. Enjoy listening live or catch up by finding the podcast at civicmedia.us or wherever you enjoy listening to your podcasts.
Stephanie Miller. On your dress. Rebel, rebel, your face is a mess. Rebel, rebel, after they know. Stephanie Miller.
I
love you so.
I'm not checking. I'm fixing a camera.
What happened?
I'm fixing a camera.
Okay.
There we go.
This is the Stephanie Miller Show.
This is the Stephanie Miller Show. I'm Jody Hamilton sitting in for Stephanie Miller with Chris Lavoie.
Hi.
Coming up at the top of the hour is Kimberly Johnson from the Start Me Up podcast. Oh, let's see, who can we get to here? How about, hi, Tanya in Ohio, how are you?
Very good, love, how are you?
Lovely, thank you.
I always love you because you always text me back on my, when I text you on Twitter, you always call me back and thank you, I do appreciate you.
Oh, thank you.
But I'm going to say something about Trump. Trump let us out the bag about this Nebraska, Georgia. Mm-hmm. He let us know that something's getting ready to go on with still in the election.
Right.
They knew that they were going to try to steal it.
Mm-hmm.
So I hope it doesn't work. But Trump, and as he always does, letting you know that he's trying to steal it.
Yeah.
And that's it. But you know what? If we come out in numbers uncontrolled, there's nothing they can do.
Exactly.
I actually talked to a black man yesterday, who told me that Trump used his own money for the stimulus checks. I stared at him real long. I'm just stared. I'm like, Trump don't even, and then I said this, Trump don't even give his children money.
Exactly.
That's right.
Exactly. Thank you, Tanya. Heartbreak. It is 58 minutes after the hour. Kimberly Johnson coming right up.
Mad Radio WMDX, Madison's home for the John and Gordy Show.
John Peterson and Gordy Young.
On our next show, we'll talk to Hannah Van from the Alzheimer's Association, a big walk coming up.
And we've got more of Mega Say the Darndest Things.
The John and Gordy Show, weekday mornings 6 till 8. The Todd Alba Show.
Troy, our grand prize winner from that Just a Bit Outside the Movie Text to Win contest out in beautiful Mount Horeb.
You gotta go see this movie. You know, you'll laugh, you'll cry. I know that sounds cliche, but it's true.
It is.
The no narrator was perfect for this movie, and that's what made the movie.
Yeah.
Seeing the players in their own words telling these stories.
The Todd Alba Show, weekdays noon till 2 on your local Civic Media radio station and on the app. This is your local Civic Media radio station. Want to hear even more? Anytime? Find all of it at civicmedia.us. You're listening to Mad Radio, WMDX 1580 AM Columbus, W224 EG Madison, and always streaming on the Civic Media app.
ABC News.